coffee mug in hand, I shuffle to the living room with my laptop. My ass sinks into the cushions. My muscles sigh with relief. Let's see. Gotta answer these emails. Gotta schedule a meeting. A knocking sound rings out. I tense up, looking around my apartment. I hear it again. It's the front door. Visitors. Someone interrupting my morning ritual. I'm not expecting anyone. It better not be a salesman. I close my laptop and rise, tiptoeing to the door. Deep voices echo while I peer through the peephole. Young men in suits. Definitely salespeople. Damn it. Don't waste my fucking time. I unlock the deadbolt and turn the knob. A blast of cool, crisp air hits my face. It smells like springtime. It's odd, though. These aren't normal door-to-door salesmen. Clean-cut and bright-eyed, they wear suits with glossy black name tags. They're young, barely old enough to be in college. Their tall frames tower over me, shoulders bulging from their suit jackets. Fit biceps pull the sleeves taut, drawing my eyes down toward their narrow waists. These bodies, they're shaped like tortilla chips, wide at the shoulders, narrow at the base. But unlike tortilla chips, they've got no Latin flair. Pale skin, brown hair. They could be football players in any small American town. That doesn't make them any less attractive, though. There's something alluring here. Something innocent in their eyes.
Hello, sir. How are you today?
The taller of the two speaks. I'm fine.
My name is Elder Nelson, and this is Elder Monson. What's your name?
I stand frozen, trying to process the bizarre scene. Elders? These guys are barely old enough to vote. Matt, I blurt my name. What are your real names? Who are you?
Bryce Nelson and Nephi Monson.
Bryce is a stallion, square features, short blonde hair, and blue eyes. Nephi is no less handsome, though. He's sharper and darker, fox-like. Nephi? That's an interesting name.
Thank you, sir.
He smiles, his eyes wide and glittery.
We're missionaries from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have you heard of the Book of Mormon?
My jaw drops. I understand. Oh, you're Mormons!
That's right. Would you like to be happier than you are now? Do you know what would make you happy?
Sorry, guys. I'm not interested. I'm gay, and I know what you folks think about that.
But God loves all his children.
A surprised look flashes across his face.
Yeah. God has a plan for everyone, even LGBT people. Would you like to learn more? We'd love to chat with you about your experiences.
I hesitate. I don't even believe in God. This would be a waste of time. But there's a pair of hot boys at my doorstep. Why shouldn't I invite them in for a chat? Ugh, I'm a pervert. Some company could be nice, though. They probably deal with a lot of shitty people. The least I can do is offer them a coffee. Yeah, I'll be a gracious host. Just a quick break from work. All right, come inside. I step back, opening the door. Can I get you anything to drink? A coffee?
Oh, we don't drink coffee.
Bryce enters my apartment, Nephi following behind.
But some water would be nice.
They sit in my living room, waiting while I bring a pair of glasses. The sofa creaks as I sit, breaking the tense, awkward silence. Shit. Maybe this was a bad idea.
This is a nice place. What do you do for work?
Nephi eyes photos of my boyfriend hanging above the fireplace. Oh, you know, boring office work. What about you two? How'd you end up doing this?
We were both raised in the church. It's improved our lives in so many ways.
Nephi leans forward, resting his athletic arms on his knees. I've heard about Mormons. You don't accept blood transfusions, right?
Oh, that's not us. You're thinking of the Jehovah's Witnesses.
Is there a difference?
Definitely. Have you ever asked yourself deep questions? Why am I here? What's my purpose?
I mean, I suppose so. Who hasn't? Fingers trembling, I raise my mug to my lips, taking a bitter sip.
Exactly. Everyone's searching for answers, but only the true church can provide them.
They launch into a spiel about their religion's history. Some bullshit about a war in heaven and a teenager finding buried gold in the woods. The story plays like a low-budget action film. I space out, tracing my eyes up and down their bodies. They're built like tanks, gorillas. These are the type of guys who used to push me around in school. I was so weak and anxious back then, embarrassed about my sexuality. Being gay is rough. Whenever I found a guy attractive, he always turned out to be straight. Nature makes you attracted to men who find you repulsive. It's a cruel joke. But they're so easy on the eyes. I bet these guys fuck like animals, no shortage of pussy. Or maybe not. Are Mormons weird about sex? Could these studs be virgins? That'd be a waste. High-quality seed deserves to be sown.
And that's why our church believes in modern-day prophets. Our leader can speak directly with God, delivering divine instructions to his followers. Isn't that amazing?
Wait, what? I perk up. Hey, I have a question. I once heard you guys wear magic underwear. Is that true?
Well, sort of. They're called garments. They protect us from evil.
What do they look like?
We don't usually do this, but we could show you.
Wait, really?
Sure. If it helps bring you to God, we're happy to do it.
All right. Just a quick peek. My pulse accelerates while Bryce and Nephi stand. I'm so dirty. Fucking awful. Leading these nice young men into my apartment, pretending to be interested so I can see their underwear. I'm trash. A perv, but I want a peek. My palms are so sweaty, I'm jittery. They loosen their ties, dropping them on the floor. Tension fills the air while they remove their jackets and unbutton their shirts. My eyes widen as the magic Mormon undershirt comes into view. It's a baggy white shirt with a deep neckline. The fabric is a translucent mesh with small symbols sewn over the belly button and nipples. But fuck the underwear. I care about what's underneath. They're both longtime athletes. Jordan might be my boyfriend, but his body is nothing compared to them. Bryce has full, heavy pecs that poke beneath the garments. Nephi has a hairy chest and abs. The hairs poke through the mesh. What would it be like to caress those muscles through the silky fabric? Would God strike me down?
There's more.
Bryce unbuckles his belt.
The lower half.
Their pants drop, showcasing shorts made of that same breezy fabric. It's just as transparent. It leaves nothing to the imagination. My first instinct is to look away out of embarrassment. But it's too strange a sight. My eyes lock between their legs, focusing on their cocks. The underwear comes complete with a little pouch to cradle the dick and balls. God has strange fashion sense, but he got this part right. Bryce's cock is long and dense, coiled like a snake. Nephi's is stubby and framed by a bush of wild pubes. These are beautiful cocks. Those balls are big and fertile, healthy, strong, bullish. They're testosterone factories. It's no surprise these guys are built like gorillas. I know Jordan wouldn't like this. Me sitting in our living room with two other men. They shouldn't be here.
Well, what do you think?
Bryce spreads his arms wide. It's definitely interesting.
Are you all right? Your face is red.
Well, I'm just not used to this. I glance away.
Don't worry. This is part of our lesson. This is a good thing. You're learning about something special.
He steps forward.
Here, feel the fabric.
He stands before me while I remain on the couch. Leaning forward, I examine his cock through the mesh. Purple veins crisscross beneath the surface.
Go ahead. It's all right to touch.
Nephi moves in.
Here, I'll help.
He crouches, grabbing my wrist. Lifting my hand, he guides it toward Bryce. I don't resist the pull. He touches my palm to his companion's cock, forcing me to examine the smooth, delicate fabric. It's hot with body heat.
Oh.
Whoa. My fingers instinctively stroke, exploring the squishy warmth.
We've been watching you. We didn't come here by accident.
Well, what do you mean?
Our church has a bad reputation when it comes to gay people. Things are changing, though. The prophet is trying to modernize. He publicly rolled back discriminatory policies, but it goes deeper. He gave secret instructions to the missionaries.
Yeah, he wants us to be here. Homosexuals, for a long time they were seen as deviant, useless. Things are changing, though. Guys like you have a lot of extra money, resources that could go to God.
Your cock, it's plumping up. I stare with glassy eyes, barely comprehending their words.
Don't you understand, Matt? We came here for you. We received training for this.
I don't understand.
There's a thing in Mormon culture called flirt to convert. Mormon girls lead guys on, pretending to show interest. They weaponize their bodies for God.
It's so big. My eyes are glued to the swelling dick. It's hot against my fingertips. The squishy texture grows firm.
But recruiting a homo, a girl's body won't work. No, we've got to try a different strategy.
Hurt. To convert.
Nephi laces his fingers into my hair, seizing a fistful. Pain explodes on my scalp while he pulls my head away.
Hey, what are you doing?
Shut up, fag. You think we respect you? No, you're sick.
He rips my head forward, shoving my face against Bryce's cock.
This is what you want, right? Nose wedged under a sweaty ball sack? Is this the freak show crap you do with your boyfriend?
My hands grip Bryce's hairy thighs, trying to push away. But the mesh underwear brushes against my lips. It gets in my mouth while I try to speak. It's damp, salty. No, I shouldn't do this. Fuck! I can feel it. The room's spinning, my dick twitching. There's a scent too, bodily and raw. They've been in heavy suits, walking in the sun all morning. Bryce's balls have been sweating, drenching his underwear in male pheromones. These are scent markers used to convey health to a potential mate. They're used to lure women. For as long as I can remember, I've loved male scent. I've loved licking sweat off my boyfriend's body. This is different, though. There's something special in the flavor and fragrance. Something I've never encountered. Nephi is hurting me. But the pain melts with each breath. Bryce's pheromones. They're an anesthetic. Something weird is happening. Thoughts are slowing, muscles relaxing. Is it because he's straight? I've never been like this for a straight guy before. Could his body have a different chemical profile? Are we really that different? I stop pushing against his thighs. I go limp.
Yeah, soak it up.
Nephi smears my face into his mission companion's balls.
The prophet was right. God gave us this power, blessed us with the ability to influence dirty creatures.
We're bringing them to the light, showing them the truth.
Can you feel it, Matt? Can you feel God's light?
No, God's not real.
He needs more. He needs to go deeper.
Nephi pulls me back while Bryce turns around. His ass bulges beneath the mesh, the cheeks full and muscular. A blonde trail of fur traces up his inner crack. We shouldn't do this. I look up at Nephi with pleading eyes. My boyfriend. I love him. I don't want to be a cheater. Please don't make me do this. I'm too weak.
It's not cheating, Matt. You can't cheat if you're in a fake relationship. Your gay boyfriend, he's just pretending with you. You're playing house. A bullshit union modeled after straight couples.
Yeah, come on, Matt. Just ease into it. Look into my ass. If it feels good, that means it's right. No need to fight what you crave. Deep down, you know you need this.
Nephi releases my hair, but I make no effort to escape. My eyes are drawn into the ass crack. That dark cleavage. It's beautiful. Magnetic. Like a hairy mouth, it speaks to me. It calls out, whispering forbidden secrets, forbidden yearnings. It tells me to come closer. It tells me to take the scent. Yes, the ass. I need to obey the ass. So warm. My hands creep up his thighs, gripping the thick, hot cheeks. His body heat penetrates the underwear. It soothes my palms.
Go ahead. Have a taste.
Nephi slides a hand behind my neck, guiding my face into the fissure. It's like slipping into bed at the end of a hard day. Silky, toasty, comforting, but it's wet. And the scent. Acrid. Musky. Filthy. Everything a gay boy wants. Everything a gay boy needs.
How does it smell?
So good. I love men. I always have. I grind my nose deep into the crack, rubbing my face from side to side like a cat drunk on catnip. Bryce's ass cheeks clench, hugging my face and forcing me to stay still.
Stick your tongue out. Lick the underwear.
Yes. I do as he says, lapping at the mesh fabric. Somewhere out there, my boyfriend is at work. Somewhere out there, my boss is wondering where I am. None of that matters, though. This feeling inside me, it's spiritual.
Inhale.
My lungs expand.
Hold it.
I obey, letting the noxious gas swirl. This is chemical warfare, mustard gas in the trenches.
Feel God's love. Let his light enter your body.
I love God. My arms wrap around Bryce's fit body, hugging him tight. God. My God.
You're dirty. Broken.
Nephi pulls me back by the hair.
But we can fix you.
How? I gaze up with dazed eyes. The room rocks and spins.
You need to join our church. You need to take the lessons.
Yeah, you'll become such a good boy.
Bryce turns and smiles.
Just think of it. A church filled with guys like us. Clean and pure.
I'm willing to learn.
Good. We'll leave you with a special book. We'll come back tomorrow. Day after day, we'll teach you about the world. We'll help you understand your place in God's plan.
Thank you, Elder Nelson.
You want to see this body again, right?
Bryce lifts his arms, launching into a double bicep flex. Yes, please.
Then you have to obey. If you're a good boy, you'll be blessed. We'll keep coming back as long as your education is progressing.
But my boyfriend, he won't understand.
Don't worry, we'll help. He'll see the light soon.
Yeah, you'll both be so perfect.
Nephi runs a hand through my hair.
Perfect Mormon boys, Mormon fags.
This has been a preview. For the full audio, visit archervale.com.